Welcome to the ETOP Podcast with your host, Richard Walsh. I'm a 30-year business-owning veteran, creator of the ETOP Academy, and best-selling author of Escape the Owner Prison, the contract's new way to scale, regain control, and fast-track growth while loving life. My mission? To help 10,000 business owners create the freedom in their lives to do what they want, when they want, and still be massively successful. Now, let's hit our topic for the day.
All right, here on the ETOP Podcast, our guest today is Carlotta Thompson. Carlotta is an ex-IRA IRS agent, and she's turned into a tax strategist with the National Tax Strategy Agency. Okay, so good time of year for this. Of course, we're going into March here, and we want to talk about taxes, right? A lot of people are getting things done for the previous year, but I know one thing we're going to talk about is for sure is you better not be waiting until now to be doing your taxes. So that, we're going to get into that in detail. So no further ado, Carlotta, come on board. How are you doing today?
Great. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Oh, you bet. I love it. I love talking about tax strategy, actually, because this is where so many businesses, they do truly drop the ball. They may make their quarterly estimates and they may, you know, get by, may get a little bit back. But the word strategy is seldom tossed around in the smaller businesses because they really don't. Well, first, a lot of fear when it comes down to taxes, but there's also a lot of, let me just use a bad word, a lot of ignorance. Okay. just a lot of ignorance because they just don't know, right? No one's read the gazillion pages of the tax code. So they're certainly not going to, you know, it's going to be frightful. Okay. It's going to be daunting. So that's why I love having you on, because we're going to talk about ways that are really, really going to help the small business avoid paying excessive tax, you know, doing it all legally and really having it really boost the business. So why don't you bring us up to speed on your story? Kind of, I know, again, ex-IRS agent, let's get into that. Bring us up why you left, what you got going, kind of tell us where you're at right now.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with, there's a reason why Donald Trump said he was smart whenever he was talking to Hillary Clinton about how he'd only paid very little in tax. And she was saying, you know, how wrong that was as a business owner. And he was like, no, it's smart. And I want you to understand, whether you like him or not, he's a business owner. And business owners' money is controlled by the government. The spending is controlled by using tax credits. So the government wants investors, entrepreneurs, to spend their money a certain way. And so they give us certain credits and loopholes in order to encourage us to spend our money a certain way. So my name is Carlotta Thompson, and I have been studying tax law since I was 14. And I know that is super dorky, but hang with me here. I got a book in the mail when I was 14, and it was a booklet on how to prepare taxes. And I'm certain some of you remember those little books the IRS sent out. And you would get those every year, and I started reading it, and I became obsessed with it, and I loved tax law. So naturally, I went on to college, and I worked at some big box tax places, and they didn't train their people very well, and they constantly did things that didn't help the client. And so I determined I wanted to be an IRS agent, because I thought that when I became an IRS agent, I could go after those accountants that didn't do things right. That's not what the IRS does, but that's what I thought they did. So I was sorely disappointed when I started auditing people and ruining their lives. And obviously the IRS is not there to ruin people's lives, but that's what happens whenever you have accountants that don't help you through all the things you're supposed to do. So you go and Google it, or you'll go watch videos, and you're like, well, I can figure this out because no one's going to help me. Like, when you become a business owner, the IRS doesn't pick up the phone and say, hey, Carlotta, you started a business. This is what you need to do. They tell you to go find an accountant, and accountants are so focused on compliance and just getting as many returns as they can out the door that they don't help you either. And so I was like, after I was there a few years, I was sitting across from a guy, and he was like, Carlotta, you're about to ruin my life. I hired the best accountant. I hired a lawyer. I've done everything that I thought I was supposed to do. the IRS should make you take a course before you ever are allowed to start a business. And that was the turning point for me. It got my wheel spinning, like, oh my gosh, like I can change the IRS. No, I can't, but I wanted to, right? Like, so I was so excited because I thought that I could make a difference at the IRS. And so I started a ministry at night helping business owners. And I, you know, moved up at the IRS, but obviously no one can make a real difference at the IRS except Congress, which you don't work at the IRS if you're in Congress. So I started my ministry at night helping business owners. And then my ministry eventually became my business. And in 2017, I left the IRS. January 1st, 2018, I opened what is now our tax strategy firm. And I never really wanted to open a tax strategy firm. I just wanted to help people understand strategy, but I really wanted other accountants to understand it so they could help their people. And when I got started doing that, I realized that really those accountants don't want to work that method because it's a lot harder. And so I started a firm, and that's what we do. And we're the only firm in the US that implements tax strategy in a holistic approach where we do your tax strategy, your bookkeeping, and your tax prep. So all three. And then we also help you with your profit and CFO services.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good. Yeah. It's like I said, it's a kind of a pretty small rope to walk when you don't know. And again, like you said, you are on the inside there, and it isn't their goal. You know, their goal is to basically process payments, right? And make sure things are, you know, according to what was filed, not according to what's in the tax code, so to speak. You know, they don't send you back recommendations for, you know, savings and avoidance and stuff. You know, so that's why I think I love the strategy aspect too, because you can plan for this. And I think, you know, early people talk about loopholes, right? They're really not loopholes. They're just tax code.
You know, exactly. People use it as a word. Codes. They're not like a loophole is a legal deduction. It's not, I mean, you can call it a loophole, but it's not really a loophole. The government puts them there. They know they're there and they talk about them. So when I tell people, you know, what our tax strategy is we're not ever going to cross the line and do something wrong. You're just using the legal strategies that the government has created in order for you to get money back. Like, you know, one of the ones that a lot of people forget are like, if you're making your site ADA compliant, you can get a $5,000 credit. And that's huge right now because the ADA requirements, we're seeing lawyers start to attack websites that are not ADA compliant. And so that's a $5,000 credit just to make your site ADA compliant. And a lot of people are adding other services with the ADA compliance and giving you, like, you know, a new website or whatever, and it's paid for with that ADA compliant credit. So just things like that, like people just don't think about those things. And so I know a lot of business owners are trying to find lead magnets. Well, that's a great one. If you are a website designer, give someone make it ADA compliant, and they could get a $5,000 credit on your bill on their taxes. So
I think a lot of times, you know, us as business owners, you know, obviously we do what we do best, right? We run our business, we have a product or a service, and we have our zone of genius that we kind of stay in. We're making this stuff happen. And most business owners, when it comes down to tax, what we said in the beginning, is really it's not their realm at all, right? We don't have the time to learn.
100%. You don't have the time to learn, and you shouldn't be learning. I get so frustrated with all these companies that are like tax strategists, and they give you a plan and you ain't got time to implement that plan. Like, you're not ever going to do it. You've just paid them for that hit of dopamine so you can feel like you've made progress, but really you never implement any of the things because it's too overwhelming. And so that's where we were born, because we're like, we can do all of this stuff for them and they don't have to do anything. And it's like tax strategy on autopilot, and it's amazing. So it's like, we help you pay less tax and you don't do anything.
Yeah, that's good. You know, because no one wants to get the workbook. Here's a workbook. Mm-hmm. Then you get all the work.
No.
No. And that, now again, it's not in the realm of you know, it's not going to be a priority, even though it's a big deal. It's a really big deal, and it almost took me out years ago, you know, ignoring the IRS. Yes, some big numbers, that cost that one, but I made up
and for that it. That's so common.
Yeah.
I mean, I would even tell that story just because it is so common and people have so much shame and fear around it. And I'll get on the call with people and they'll be, I mean, I've been on the phone with people who want to take their life because of their tax situation. I'm like, whoa, like it's not that bad. You can get this in, under control. Like you can do this. And so there's so much shame and guilt and like, they don't know what to do. So business owners a lot of times we'll get 2 to 3 years behind before they ever even think about it because they're so big into making money that they don't want to even, it's like kind of like that thing they know they need to be doing, but they're going to turn a blind eye to it because they're just trying to make the money.
Yeah, I've been there. You know, then you get a 6-figure tax bill and you kind of go, oh, well, that's kind of large. You know, and then you go, well, what am I going to do about that? Like, do you want to make a payment plan or, you know, we just want to, are we going to withdraw it from your account? And I'm like, we'll work on the plan first, I think, you know, and it's a shocker. I mean, in my book, I talk about it, you know, and it was kind of a knockdown, you know, but again, you overcome it, you get back in and you learn the importance of strategy, right? You learn the importance of a good accountant, good bookkeeping. Like you said, you do the whole package, which is really important. Not that you can't get a bookkeeper, you know, go virtual assist, get a bookkeeper, have a good accountant, then have a tax strategist. You could have three, right? And a lot of times you had to, right? Because you only find specialists in certain areas. They're not going to have the full agency is going to be able to walk you through the entire process from first signature to, you know, refund or no refund or whatever it is. So it's important to understand that, you know, when you can get someone, get a done for you service like that, that it's important. And that the more they're involved, this is how I see it, Carla. Tell me if you think differently. But when I get the done for you aspect, like a full agency can do everything, you know, you have a lot of responsibility. I can go to one person and hold you responsible, right, for doing all this work. I can't, here's my book work. You're like, well, who did this? This is not, you know, now this is going to take us an extra 4 hours because of this. And then your accountant didn't do this. Now we got to go fix all that. So it's kind of smart to think about keeping it all in house in that way. You're outsourcing obviously to a company like you, but when you start mixing all these different people who got their hands in it, it gets really messy, right?
Yeah. So when I created the firm, one of the biggest things we saw at the IRS was mistakes between the tax preparer and the bookkeeper. There were always mistakes. Like there would be owner contributions in sales and people would be overpaying on taxes just from stupid mistakes. Because even if they're at the same firm, you'll talk to a partner that will then give the return to a junior. And then you'll have a bookkeeper over here, even at the same firm, but none of the three talk. And then you might have a bookkeeper at this firm or in a tax preparer over here and they don't talk. And then if you put a tax strategist in the middle, well, they're just going to give you ideas and then you're going to have to take them to the bookkeeper and then to the tax preparer. And the chances of them all agreeing are zero. Because I've tried to work with other accountants, like just bookkeepers and we do everything else and they do the bookkeeping and it doesn't work. There's always a problem because people will want to refer to me. And I'm like, I only do it if we do the holistic approach because I know it creates the most tax savings possible. And everything we do is reviewed twice, but you only deal with one person at our firm. So our firm is set up where everybody is assigned a tax strategist and that tax strategist is required to do the taxes, the bookkeeping and the tax strategy. And our whole program is focused on systems and processes. So everyone has the same experience. Everyone gets reviewed for the same strategies. And because at the end of the day, there are hundreds, but there are 30 that are the main ones. And so we review those. And then once you grow out of those, well, then you get custom strategies that are not in our processes. But anyway, the thing is, like, everything is done by one person and then that one person gets reviewed twice. And so you've got three eyes looking at it, but you don't have three conversations going on. And so it makes it where it's very holistic, and we're making sure you're paying the least tax. Like, that's our whole goal. So
that's great. What do you do from a mindset standpoint? How do you, and I want to call it train your customers to start thinking like you guys think, right? So, you know, really about, instead of, you know, can I do this? How do I do this? You know, is this something we can do? You know, I'm expecting, is this something we can work with? Right. That's, we kind of got to get that. How do you start that process when you've got those people who have pretty much done the, you know, the giant cardboard box dumped on an accountant's desk at the year end, and they kind of figured out and get by with the minimum. So how do you do that process?
Well, first of all, they get access to our course when they start. But every time that we're talking about how can I deduct that, not can I deduct that. So it's changing the question to how can I make this a tax deduction. So last week I had a guy and he called me and he was like, Carlotta, I'm getting a new boat. How can I make this a tax deduction? And, you know, the first minute I was like, I don't really think you can, because obviously a boat is usually personal. But we started talking a little bit more and he was telling me how he's going to use it to go to these houses that are, he can only access by boat to install the internet that he installs. So I was like, oh, then yeah, you can do it. Like, don't, if you're going to use it though, you got to keep up with your business percentage. There's more to it than that. But yeah, we're going to deduct this whole boat. And his plan is only to use it for business because he's only going to use it when he has to go, or he's going to make his trips where he has to go check on an internet somewhere or something if he's going to use it. And so that's one way. Another way is like me and my partner, we're going to buy mules. And I was like, how can we make this a business deduction? I mean, mules like you ride. And we were like, oh, we could use the mules as our mascot for this new show we're coming out with. It's called How Can I Deduct That? And we're going to use the mules as the mascot, and we're going to pay our farm to use the mules as a mascot, and then our farm will write off the mules and the feed and all that stuff. So it's using your, just thinking through all of those things.
Yeah, that's great. It's getting creative. I think when it comes down to a boat with me, I'd be probably the only guy who would literally just take it to the job site. I'm not a boat guy. And the guy would actually legitimately take it to the job site and put it back and park it. Okay, because I'm not a boat guy. You know, that's why as a Marine, it's great to get off the ship. When you get off, you feel so bad, you just want to go kill someone, right? Because so that was kind of my incentive. But yeah, it's pretty fascinating to me. Like I said, there's a lot of tax code. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there. Again, sometimes it takes thought, like you're saying. You know, you really got, you know, what is it? What are you trying to address? What do you have? As you go through the business with that, you know, proverbial fine-tooth comb, you go through this and you start to say, okay, well, I've got this and this and we can do this. And you really, and it adds up in a hurry, right?
Yeah. So like, that's how we're training you to do. So we're doing more on, you know, the strategies that are in the code. And then we're teaching you to bring us things that you normally wouldn't think about. Like, you know, a guy asked me the other day, how can he write off a jacuzzi tub? And I'm like, well, he has employees. I was like, take it to the workplace and let other employees use it. And then it's a deduction. And so those kinds of things, like, not everything in your life is going to be a tax deduction. I mean, it sounds like, I feels like sometimes like people are like, you can help me write off everything. That's not who we are. We want everything to be above the line and to be, we don't want it to be gimmicky, but we want to, we train our clients to think about things that way. Like if they're going to take a trip, how much of it can be a business deduction versus a personal trip? But then the strategies we use are like, you know, strategies that are in the code, like renting your home to yourself from the business, home office deduction. Those two are separate things and people don't think they are. And then, you know, hiring your kids, those are the things we're actually implementing for you. The other is what we're teaching you to think about.
Right. That's really good. It's always a two-way street. I mean, as much as we want to be hands-off, as we grow our business, you know, it's our responsibility as a CEO, as a founder, it's our responsibility to address these issues. You need to be looking at these things. If you, like we talk about an ETOP, if you built your business correctly, you're scaling correctly, and you're focused on your 5% only, this is one of those things that should be in there. You have time now to look at these things. Where the do-it-yourself guy is so busy, you know, Friday to Friday, just making that final Friday, still swinging a hammer or whatever the case, you know, they're not thinking about this stuff. Again, they're dishing it off to maybe a bookkeeper and the occasional accountant that are just telling them to send, and they always overpay, guaranteed to overpay every quarter. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I get that much back at the end or whatever. It's always too much. And because you just don't have the physical energy to do it. You don't have the mind space to work on this stuff. And this is what separates kind of the great scalers to the guys who are just, again, staying at that, you know, 1 million mark, 1.5, maybe they're under seven figure and they can't seem to get any traction, because tax strategy gives you capital. Right? Mm-hmm. All this money that you don't have to spend, now that goes to your profit line. That gives you working capital, you know, and you're talking about some significant savings, you know, not putting out, right? I mean, you're talking like, there could be a difference in 50,000, 100,000, a quarter of a million and up on these strategies that's going to save you. What could you do with that? You know, that's what people think. They think it's going to be $1,000 or something like that. You're talking big dollars, right?
It depends on how, obviously, it depends on how size, what size your company is. But you have to remember, a dollar in tax savings, tax money, money in your pocket is equivalent to you making $7 in gross receipts, because that $7, you have to pay overhead, you have to pay marketing, you have to pay the cost of goods sold, you have to pay taxes on it. So for every dollar you save in taxes, that's $7 less you have to go out and make. So if I save $100,000 in money in your pocket, that's $700,000 that you're usually going to be looking at making, because most businesses only turn a 30% profit. And after that 30% profit, then they have to pay taxes out of it. And so it's huge, but our clients don't really invest that much time, because we get on a call with you 30 minutes a month, 30 minutes to an hour to talk through your tax strategy, but really like help you with your numbers, because most business owners don't focus on their profit. And so we've made another part of our package is called Profit Pathway. And it is helping our business owners get to a million in profit. We have like an award that goes with it. That's for like, when you get to 20,000 in profit, you get a medallion, and then you get a ring that goes on your award for every like 100,000 in profit. Anyways, but it gamifies them getting their profit up, because what we learned is once we help them save all the money on taxes, they just spend it in other areas. So if we can get their profit up, now they can use that profit to go invest in real estate or whatever it is to help their business work for them instead of them working for their business. And so we do that so we're training your mind to say, how can I deduct that? It doesn't really, it's just a second nature, because you're already, every time you make an expense as a business owner, you're already asking, is this tax deductible? In the back of your head, you're asking that question. Now we're just changing that question to, how can I make this deductible? And then we spend 30 minutes to an hour with you a month going over your numbers, because that's what you need to grow. And then in that, we do all the strategy. So you really don't have to give up much time. And that's the thing, like working with us, we do it all. You don't do anything except get on a call with us. And, you know, if we say use your kids in advertising, you do that. Or if we say, you know, send this picture to your ads guy, you know, whatever, we tell you that you actually do what we say. But yeah, it's a very holistic approach, and it doesn't take much time out of the entrepreneur. That's why they love this holistic method.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good. I think, you know, we talk a lot about it in my ETOP Academy too, is about exit strategy. Like you're saying, you know, when you get these dollars and you're saving these dollars, like you said, and also now it's 1,000, 5,000, 50,000, you know, having a good exit strategy is where this is going to go. Like you said, are you building passive income? You know, what's the actual strategy? So having a tax strategy is going to feed your exit strategy. Because I always say, you know, whenever you do anything, you're going to spend any dollars, you know, you put it through the business filter of the exit strategy. So if this feeds me, that gets me closer to my exit strategy, whatever that is, again, 80,000 a month in passive income, exit in 10 years at X amount of dollars, whatever. So, okay, I'm going to hire Carlotta. Here's what she's going to bring to the table. So I'm going to spend X amount of dollars and I can, expect to, save this much, create this much more income. Now, what do I do with that? Then I say, okay, I can put that towards this. Like you said, I can put it towards my multi-unit investment packages, things like that, and start to build that. It makes it an easier transition to hire a complete, like you said, a holistic tax strategy firm to get this going, because we always have to quantify what we're doing, right? We need to quantify these dollars that are going out. And I'm sure just like this podcast, you have one discussion with you and you can quantify that quickly. Right. And it's important because now you're making really, really wise decisions. And then you'll have a place for that additional savings you're going to get from the tax strategy to go. So you're not going to put it in your pocket. You're not going to go have a good time. You're not going to buy two boats instead of one boat. So you have one to play with. You're not going to have that. Right. You're going to know that you're going to reinvest this, whether it's part of this in the company or the rest is in towards building passive income or, again, shoring up the business for the long haul to help recession proof it. So I really like that.
Yeah. And then your game plan is, I feel like as an entrepreneur is we save you the taxes on your business. So then you can invest in the real estate and then we do the tax strategies for cost segregation and everything for that real estate to then become a tax deduction, because that is truly how Donald Trump paid $750 in taxes. He used all of the cost segregations and real estate law because business owners, they want us to invest in real estate and commercial property and in new stuff. Like they want us to spend our money in the economy. So they give us all of these incentives. And so then your strategy, we bring your residential or commercial rental properties into this. And then we do the strategies on them as well. And so it's all holistic. So we can just keep turning that money to do your exit plan. Like I'm not working this business forever. But I also own 16 properties because I don't want this to be my only stream of income.
Right. I mean, that's what we preach to. You really want to diversify on that because you're going to leave the business sometimes voluntarily, sometimes not so voluntarily. The economy, again, if you haven't recession proof your business or, it's on a shaky foundation and things can happen overnight, as we've seen more than a couple of times, especially with my 30 years in business. I've seen a lot of roller coaster moves. But it's really important to understand, like you said, when these people see, like, I applaud the guy or girl who's able to not, pay $750. They did $4 million. They paid $750 in taxes. I applaud them. The only one who's angry about that is the non-business owner, the people who don't take risk, who don't hire a good tax strategist. Okay. They have nothing in place. Could be a business owner too. Could be angry because they haven't invested. They haven't even invested in time into research. How can I do this? Again, they're caught on the hamster wheel of day to day, and they're not able to spend any time on understanding how this works. Because, again, you see people, whether they're a billionaire or, they're a nine-figure earner and they're not paying to, minimal taxes. I mean, they still pay tax. They pay payroll taxes. So they still pay taxes. The misnomer is they pay zero. Okay, like nothing. They just made $1 billion. Okay, that's just not how it works. But on the other side, you've got to look at it and say, how do I do that? Right? That's what I want to know. My inquisitive mind's like, I want to be like that guy. Okay, how do I do it? Because I am busting my hump to run this business and I'm giving a third of it back to someone who has no investment in me. I have to give away a third of my money to the government who has virtually no incentive to, they haven't helped me with anything. Okay, they cause all the problems, that I got to keep jumping around. So the less I can give them for creating me problems, the better I'm going to feel at the end of the day. And the more people I'm going to be able to help, right? I'm going to be able to reach out, I'm going to grow my business, I'm going to help other people, I'm going to employ other people, right? I'm going to grow my business. So I will be what we call a fountain, not a drain, right? I'm going to be giving and giving and giving. The more I'm able to keep, the more of my money we can keep. Because again, Bud, the great saying I learned was, revenue feeds the family and profit, or rather revenue feeds the ego and profit feeds the family. So how much can we keep, cause that's what it's about. It doesn't matter if you make $10 million a year, if you're taking home $100,000. Okay. That's not a good ratio. Okay. So you need to, there's a lot of it left on the table and a lot of other people's pockets, the government being one. So we want to make sure that these strategies are concrete they're in place. And let me, I'm sure you guys do this. When you hire a tax strategy firm, what I would love, and I'm sure this is part of the program, but it's constantly relooking, right? It's constantly going. It's not, we did it the first year and we'll ride on this for 5 years, right? It's just not going to happen because too much changes, right?
Mm-hmm. We look at it monthly. And then every 6 months you have an intensive, but also, you know, just say, picking off the, some of the stuff you said was, Donald Trump paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in employment taxes. So don't get into this thing thinking, you know, you're not going to pay any taxes, because you pay employment taxes, you're paying property taxes, you're paying sales tax, you're paying tons of taxes. What we're specifically talking about here is the income taxes on your personal level. And that is where we want to get them very reduced. The biggest mistake I see in business owners of why they pay too much in taxes, because when you start making money, you want to hold on to that money. And the government doesn't want you holding on to money. They want you to continuously invest that in back into the economy. So I think I saw a news article where it was like Trump had $350 million in debt, and everybody was like, he's probably got $1 billion in assets to a $350 million in debt. That's not bad, right? But if you keep your money, you're going to pay tax on it. So the whole goal is to reinvest it back out to things that are going to create you cash flow. So every time I make money in the business, I take it out, I invest it in rental properties, which then have a depreciation. You're writing off a property that's going up in value, which is the craziest thing ever, but you're getting to write it off as an expense. So you're putting money into that and you're getting an expense for something, and you're holding the actual asset, which you've taken a deduction of $100,000 for, but it's worth, you know, $100,000 still. And so that is where you're getting ahead of the game. And then actually when you pass, your family inherits that property, if it's set up correctly, at whatever the current market value is. So if that property is worth $500,000, you only paid $100,000 for, which you expense down to zero. And now you passed and they get $500,000 worth of property, and they get to start taking deductions on that at $500,000. So now they write off that $500,000 property to zero, and it just keeps going. That's how you get generational tax-free wealth. So that is the secret. Don't keep your money. Keep investing it into things that bring you in more cash.
Yeah, you got to put things to work. You know, we go to work every day. We may buy new equipment, new tools, new office space, whatever it is. Okay, that's reinvestment too, but those are still liabilities, right? We want to put that work into assets. So again, like you said, multi-generational, that's the way I try to think too, is, you know, legacy money. I want legacy money. You know, I don't want just a little bit of riches. I want some legacy money. You know, I want to be able to, you know, when time comes and it gets passed down, but I want to build and set a program and a process that, you know, perpetuates that on and on and on. Right. So people know, and they're like, wow, this is what, because once that snowball gets going, it gets pretty big, pretty fast. And you just want to keep it rolling downhill. Right.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's in business, as a business owner, you have to change your mindset from an employee to a business owner. So employees are worried about how much they're going to make that month and how much their bills are going to cost. And they're in a scarcity mindset. In business, it's all about cash flow. It's all about how much money you're bringing in and how much is going out. And that's totally different than what your tax bill is going to be. So like one of the things I make my people look at is their cash flow. What's your statement of cash flow today? And a lot of accountants make this so complicated and they can't even read it themselves. And I'm like, it's really easy. This is how much you had in the bank when your month started. This is where all the places your cash went. This is what you have at the end, because that's all that matters to me. I don't really care what the profit and loss says. I do in the fact that I want to make a 30% profit. And if I don't make a 30% profit, I want to see which things I need to change. But for my spending, all that really matters is what my statement of cash flow says, because I need to know what are my outlays in the next couple of months. can I buy another house, or do I need to wait?
Right. It's important. You know, cash flow is a big thing. And you know, again, when you deal with the do-it-yourself person, they kind of know cash flow because most times you're trying to get the next Friday only. Okay. They're trying to get the payroll, they know cash flow is pretty non-existent. They're hustling to grab another receivable or two that's owed them because they forgot, you know, they got so busy, they forgot to go collect on a job they got finished. I see that all the time. Like, that's your money. Okay. You got like $30,000 waiting out there to be collected. What are you doing? Because you're struggling for payroll next week and you got 30 grand to be collected. What are you doing? You know, drop everything, go get the money. Okay. Because it's not going to matter if you can't pay the guys next week because you're not going to ever want to do the work. So it's, I like that. You know, you got a bucket with a lot of holes too. You know, that's in the new business, right? Everything's leaking out. Your money is just pouring out all different directions. And you guys come in, let's start plugging up the holes. Let's start with one. Let's slow the hemorrhaging, so to speak. You know, let's get these holes plugged up little by little. Doesn't have to be done overnight. But I think as we go on with people learning, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, again, as they're scaling their business, you start to see, wow, I stopped that. I stopped this flow. I had to put a tourniquet on this one first because he's going to die. Okay, so we had to put that on there. But now we can work on, you know, the smaller holes and do that stuff. So, again, there's a lot of power. We always talk about this on the outsourcing, right? But when it comes down to tax strategy and, you know, just taxes in general, but I always like the word, I love the word tax strategy because it gives you a different mindset, meaning that you are planning. You're not reactive, you're proactive. And that's the key to success. Yep, right? Got to be proactive. You got to set it. And it might be hard. Maybe you don't want to take a meeting. Maybe you don't want to sit down and spend an hour, hour and a half to go over your number, but you have to, right? I know it's hard. And I believe me, I shoved it to the side of my desk month after month after month after month until all of a sudden, believe me, it didn't go anywhere. It just moved away from in front of me. And then you get the six-figure tax bill, you know, and they're coming for their money. Okay, they want their money. So it's, you know, you're not going to get out of it. You know, you'll be 90 and still paying this thing if you don't take care of it. So I just want to encourage everyone to be wise, you know, and put strategy into place, you know, and the sooner the better, right?
Yeah. And, you know, a couple of things that you had mentioned I want to piggyback off of is it's all about your strategy now. So I see a lot of business owners and they're working with accountants that aren't entrepreneurs. If your accountant doesn't have plans of having a huge firm and lots of properties, you're not working with someone who's going to be a very good mentor to you. I mean, our goal is to go out and buy businesses and looking at buying all kinds of things. And so we're bringing together people of that same mindset that are looking to grow. We always say, when you want to work with us, we're only looking to work with people that want to grow their business because we're trying to get you to grow. We're trying to get you involved with other people who are in that same mindset. So another thing that sets us apart is that we have a mastermind in with our package. And so you're meeting with other business owners and networking and learning what they do. And if you're not part of a mastermind, that is such a huge part of why I am where I'm at in business so fast, because there is so much you can learn from other business owners, even if they're not in your same industry. It's incredible the amount that we just get back from other people. And so plug yourself in with a community of business owners that you can talk with and get ideas from, because they, a lot of time, are your ideal clients. Even if you're a mom that helps, you know, your kids do chores, like other business owners have moms that are moms that want to help their kids with chores, right? Or if you're a construction company, a lot of your ideal clients are going to be in that group of business owners because they are consumers as well. And so just surround yourself with those people, because I feel like that is the key of why I've gotten to where I am. That and restraint.
Yeah. Well, that's a really, really important distinction. And I really like what you said there is, and, you know, actually, I'm thinking about this, like, wow, this was, I haven't heard this. You know, I haven't really put these two together. You know, if you, as my tax strategist, are not focused on basically the same things I want to do, yeah, we're with the wrong people. You know, because, you know, obviously, there's no maintenance in business. You're going forward or backwards. 100%. So you're not connected with someone who part of their mission statement is to scale and grow their business along with yours, right? I mean, that's who you want to be with, because now... You got more skin in the game, you're out playing on the same field. That's a really important distinction, Carla. I really like that. That is like, and I hope you use that a lot as a selling point, because that will click. That will click with an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Right? Because
we're a partnership. It's a real partnership.
Right. We're on the road. We want to be at $100 million a year just in this one business. So if you want to be with, I mean, you got to think, if you're an accountant, most accounting firms are only $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 businesses. I mean, you want to work with people who are at your level or want to be at above your level and be on that road with you, because how can I tell you what to do next in your company or how you should handle this if I don't know anything about companies that large, or if I'm not a company that large? And so it's very important for me.
Yeah, like get parenting advice from someone who's never had kids. I have six kids. I think the conversation would be kind of one-sided. Okay. I want to school you. Okay. I want to fill the buff. But
yeah.
It's great to talk about it, but have you lived it? Right. Yeah. Have you gone through it? What are your real experiences, not your theories? Because theories are, you know, pretty useless until they're put into practice and proven. But I like that. But yeah, that's a great, great distinction. I love that. That's really important to get. And it's not a reason why I do podcasts. So I get to meet great people who always bring something new, right? I've learned a lot about tax strategy. I've implemented stuff at different people. Now I just see, even if I got nothing else, I got that. Okay. Yeah. And I have got more than that, by the way. But just to know that, like, that's one of those things you have to put in the checkbox, right? Yeah. You got to say, where are they on their growth? You can't be afraid to ask that agency, whoever it is, well, what's your plan? What are you doing with your business? I mean, they don't want to tell you. Yeah, just close the briefcase and get out of the room, right? I mean, it's like, okay, I'll see you. Or close the laptop and head on to the kitchen or whatever it is, you know. But,
your network is your net worth. And I, you know, when we're new business owners, we hear that, like, your network is your net worth. But when you are in the millions, you start learning that your network is really what sets you apart. And it's not because they bring you business or anything like that. It's because your mindset, this is all a mindset game. That's all it is. It's like a video game. And your mindset just levels up. And if you're around other business owners who are trying to get to the next level and the next level, and whatever the next level is for you, for us, it's 10 million, and then it's 50 million, then it's 100 million. I mean, but that's where we're always leveling up, and we want to be around people that are leveling up as well. Like, we don't want to be with people who, if we get on the phone with you and you're like, oh, well, we're about to retire, and we'll ask you, what do you want to sell your business? Because we love helping business owners who want to sell and helping their books look good for selling. Cause we have a lot of entrepreneurs that are looking to sell their businesses and then buy other businesses. And if you tell us, no, you're just looking to milk it till it's gone, like, we're not going to take you as a client, because we only want to be with people and work with people that we can make a life-changing difference in. And that is the key.
Yeah, it makes your job way more rewarding, right? Oh, yeah. You're going to get an excited client at the table, right? Because they understand there's a mission involved. You know, again, the guy milking, there's a lot of guys out there, they're very content. I don't knock them, but that's their thing, right? You're not my customer, right? There's people who, you know, maybe they, you know, for whatever, what I used to do, they have a budget that's here, and I'm, you know, three times that, okay, to get started. So you're not my customer. That's okay. Very nice about it and everything else, but you need to understand your customer, right? Just like you understand who your customer is, who they need to be to grow your business. Because what's the difference between my customer and your customer? None, right? I mean, we both need them to grow our businesses.
Right.
So why would I really like this. Why would your mindset be different than mine? Right? I want to go to 100 million. You want to go to 100 million. Okay, we can do this together.
Exactly. Then that's when the mastermind makes so much sense, because you're all talking about like how to get to the next point. And we just started that, and it's been amazing, because people charge what we charge just for a mastermind. Wait, way more than what we charge for just a mastermind. And ours is just like, we didn't change our price at all. We're just like, hey, we want to give you more and have and us network together. And we're just like all about bring the value, bring the value, bring the value. And Our mission statement is serve with all of your heart and you will always have abundance. And we just serve people and with no intent. And I've always thought this was so weird because people are like, people don't just serve with no intention, but I serve with no intention. I serve because I feel like, and I'm a little spiritual or a lot spiritual, but I'm going to get a little spiritual. I serve like I'm working for the Lord and I started this business as ministry. It is my passion. And if nothing else that I just help you, I've done my job. You don't have to give me a penny and I've done my job because I've served you like I was serving the Lord. And so I feel like in business, if you just serve people and you network with the right people and you serve, you're always going to have tons of abundance. So get around the people that want to be where you're at or that you want to be where they're at.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's that Colossians mindset. I do the same thing. I do exactly the same thing you're doing, Carlotta, because I love business and I'll get a new entrepreneur who's just started their business or just about to go. And I just, they want to talk for 10 minutes. Next thing you know, it's an hour and a half down the road. I got to get the phone, but I'm like, we'll talk again, but just keep going. And guess what? They become clients. All of a sudden they wanted my program. They want to get any type of camp because I've given. I'm not going to run out. I create faster than people can copy anyway. So it doesn't matter. So I can give. I have so much to give that, spending a little bit of time with someone to give them little good advice, to get them started because no one was there for me at that time, to help me with that. So I don't want that to happen to someone else. But it always comes back in spades. You always get the return is always just awesome. And so I always encourage people. It's that servant leadership. It's really about providing the highest value. We're huge on that, right? I have an ebook called Build Value, Build Profit, right? It's all about building value over, the over deliver thing, which I kind of hate that saying, but because it's an over deliver, that's just my everyday operation.
Okay? Exactly. It's like, I can't deliver anymore because I just am known, like people know my heart. And even if, the thing about serving is if you do make a mistake or you do screw up, most of them know your heart and they know you didn't do it on purpose. But if you work with people who aren't the same as you, who don't have the servant's heart, who don't know you, I get a couple every once in a while and they are just the hardest people to work with because they don't have that same mentality of just serving and caring about people. And so if you care about people and you serve them, the sky is the limit for what you can do because it's very rare to care. And I didn't think so. And now the bigger I get, I understand like there is a portion of us who just care a lot. And if you're that kind of person, you're going to do really well.
Well, I think also, Carla, the thing that's important about this, exactly what you said is all that, everything starts at the top. So your whole team is going to have the same mindset because you're going to build that into the system, into the process, into client engagement, the whole process. All of that should be built into it. And this is what people, we talk about company culture and things like that they don't get. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs that want someone to come create a culture for them. I'm like, it doesn't work that way.
No.
Because otherwise it's going to be there, but you're handing over the business. Because if I'm coming to create a company culture, I'm running the show here. You're out. I'm in. Okay. I'm sure how to do it. But, you got to lead from the front. You got to be that culture example. You got to set the precedent and you got to be out there. So it's just kind of funny. I don't mean in a negative way, but then people kind of get either the switch goes on and they understand or they're going to struggle. Okay, yep. And they're going to turn over, stuff like that. And they're going to have other issues getting clients and everything else. So really, really fascinating. I mean, it's just it's a mindset that I hope more people get. And again, as I go up the ladder, so to speak, with my clientele, as I get bigger and bigger clientele, just as you do or will be also, you're going to find that they have that willingness because they understand that there's so much more. They've done that, I did it myself kind of stuff. Like I said, they did that. Now they understand where they have to go is not a place that they can go by themselves.
Yep.
And scaling. When you're scaling and putting this stuff, it's not by yourself. It just can't, it's not being done. Even if you got to a certain high level by yourself, you go examine their life, it's misery.
Yep.
Okay? It's no friends, there's no family, it's just dead bodies behind them, guys they've stomped on to get where they want to go because they had to achieve this big number. And it's a shallow, hollow victory. But like you said, when you're leading with servant heart, and you're giving these people, though, you're never going to have to want for the income. Okay. People are going to be more than willing to pay for you because, like I said, it's not, you don't have one thing you're holding on to. Here's my one secret sauce, my little tiny bottle of secret sauce. I can't let anyone see it. I can't share this. You know, I have gallons and barrels full of secret sauce. Okay. So I can give out a lot. You know, I got a river of secret sauce. I'm going to give it all out.
That's a mindset I think a lot of new business owners have, is that they don't want anyone to take their stuff. And I'm like, it's all free information. Like, our thing that makes us different, well, there's so many, but we do the hard work that no other accountants want to do. We actually do the done for you implementation, which a lot of business owners that I see, like, they want the easy route. They want the easy road. They're like, oh, well, I've got this kind of company, but I really want to change it to coaching, or I want to change it to something else because it's the easier route. The easier route is not going to be what gets you to be different. It's the road less traveled. And that's what I've done. I've taken the road less traveled. So I know no one can copy me. Yes, they could copy me, but first of all, they don't have the heart. Secondly, it would take them a long time to do what we do. The profit isn't there like it is at other accounting firms. But third, we have so many other things that we're focusing on with our clients and bringing them up with us. And they're like, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Our packages are we only have one package. It's a no-brainer because people are like, no, we want to grow with you and work with you. And so don't worry about the competition, because there's millions of businesses in the country, and there's tax firms on every corner, and we've managed to grow like crazy in 3 years. And same with you, I'm sure. Like, there's people doing what you do, but there's things that set you apart. So don't get in that mindset issue of only you can do what you do. Cause that was the biggest thing that held me back, was someone's going to steal my stuff, or I'm the only one that can do what I do. And now I'm almost totally out of the business.
Yeah, that's awesome. I always tell people, you know, it gets to be a common theme on the podcast. You know, you gotta steer clear of the comparison culture. You know, you can't be comparing yourself to other coaches, other tax people, other, microbrewery owners. I mean, you can't, I don't care what you do. You can be aware of the competition, but you don't compare to the competition. You can't. You got to maintain that unique authenticity, focus on your brand, drive what you've got going forward. Again, get the people who are going to help you stay profitable. And that's like tax strategy, right? Bring those kind of things in. Start looking at all the other avenues. You spend too much time looking down the road, seeing how green their grass is, you're never going anywhere in your business. You know, like you said, you focus on you and everything that you can give, and just driving the value and finding everything that can assist your business to keep more of what you make. Yep. And help more people, right? Solve more problems. That is the simple key to success in any business, because it's just an awesome business principle. It's the way to do things.
Truth, truth. There's so much truth to that. Is there anything, it sounds like you've had strategists on in the past. I've talked about some real estate strategies and hiring your kids and all of that. And I could go into more of those, but honestly, business owners don't need to be doing strategies. They don't need, and what I hear all the time, like, they're like, take this to my accountant and they won't implement it. Your accountant needs to be helping you with those strategies. You don't need to be trying to DIY tax strategies. Right. So we could go through them all, but it's really a waste of your time, because most people know that there's tons of tax strategies. They need someone on their team to do it for them, not to.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Carlotta. That's what I want. I don't want to have to keep bringing things to you. Okay. It's like me, like, if I give you all my social media posts and you post them for me and you're charging me for that, I'm like, well, I'm a dummy.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the work and you're like, hit the button. Okay. Something's wrong with that picture. And there's a lot of marketing agencies that operate that way. I'm like, wait, I'm already doing all the work. I might as well, you know, spend another hour learning how to post it myself. So, you know, that I am about the done for you. I'm about, you know, I want you bringing more to me. You're seeing the books more than I am. Right. That should be, I mean, that's the reality.
Yep.
You know, again, I'm looking at cash flow. That's why I look at it. You know, I'm checking the bank each day. I'm looking at cash flow, what's coming in, what's going out. That's basically my realm. That's it.
Yep.
You know, everything else, you need the experts. You got to bring them in and let them keep bring it to me. Set up a meeting. Let's sit down. You're going to present to me four new strategies. You're going to put, whatever, five figures on the bottom line by the end of the year. Okay. That's cool. Let's do that. Okay. I want that meeting. All right. Don't make me come up with that and go have a meeting with you and ask you if that's going to work. All right. I don't have time for that. Again, I don't need a nod. I could get that, I guess, if I Googled it. Right. I mean, so I love encouraging people that understand the power, because like you said, not only are you serving, but as you're reaching out and you're employing other experts to bring in, they add so much more than the exact service they're providing. Right. Just like you're doing. There's a lot more on there. Right? That plate's really full. You think it's a salad plate. It's really a monstrous like wok. You know what I mean? Full of stuff. I mean, because they're going to give so much more. The good companies, are going to give so much more than you're expecting, and that you're probably paying for, but it's going to elevate you both. I think that's one of the big takeaways from our whole conversation today, that understanding that the big one is just get with that company, who's on the same mission as you, the growth aspect, right? Because we all want to grow. You get a company that's not growing, they're not going to grow you. Right. I mean, that's the reality.
And if they're dying, like another thing, if you're not growing, you're dying. And there's so many times that accountants literally do die. And then you don't have your stuff is just nowhere to be found. And so I feel like it's super important, first of all, to go with someone that has a team that is a company that they're living on past. This company is living on past me. I mean, my name's not, we're talking about rebranding today because I don't want my name to be the company name anymore, because we're past that, right? Like we're scaling to 100 million and I don't want people to still think they can call me and talk to me. It's kind of weird.
called CT. That's all you got to do. Just change it to CT. CT agency. You got it. See?
Yeah. So
no charge for that. No charge for that. It looked really cool.
So that's what we're looking at, but make sure that your accountant's going to be there to, if they're not there, that they have a big enough team that can support you if something happens to them, because then your stuff is late or it's like they ghost you and you're like, what happened? And they literally did just pass away and there's no way to get that information from them, because most accounting firms are small. All of the local, or even like your local big box retailer is just a small operation. It's just one or two people in there. And so get you a team that actually has a team and that's not like going to leave you hanging if something happens.
Yeah, you need someone on fire for the stuff. I know if I had to wake up each day to be an accountant, I would hope to die also. But that's but I'm going to leave it at that. This has been awesome, Carlotta. Talking about that and talking to the right people, let's give the listeners a way to get in touch with you. Okay, of course, I'll put everything in the show notes, websites, content, whatever you've got. But let's give them to them now, because I want people at least maybe get a consultation with you. Let's talk about this stuff. I want you guys to reach out, and then see the possibilities, right? I think people really need to kind of see it on the whiteboard, see it in the black and white, and kind of really go, wow, and see the, and I'm gonna call it complexity, because there's a lot of moving parts in your business, and there should be. It's not that one guy, right, that's got the stack to his left and stack to his right, and he's working his way through it, right? That's not who you want to deal with. So, we want that, we want those systems, processes, we want that business going to scale along with us. So let's share your information now so people can get in touch with you.
So the easiest place to find what we do is at taxstrategynow.com. That's T-A-X, like tax, strategy, singular, now.com. And then also you can find us at carlottathompson.com. And either of those places, or if you just type in my name to Google, it'll come up. But both of those places will get you to the right place to just see what we offer. And yeah, just jump on a call with my team. Obviously, we're to the point where I don't take all the incoming calls anymore, but jump on a call with my team and let's see how much we can save you and learn about our processes and who we are. We use our implement system, which can be found on a video on taxstrategynow.com. And you can just book a consultation. I mean, it's free and no hassle. Like, you're just learning about who we are, and it's very low pressure, because I don't want to work with anyone who's just not like begging to work with us. So totally get on a call and let's see how we can serve you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. It's we only want willing customers. That's the only kind I want to work with too. You know, I don't want to drag people in off the street. Don't you want to buy a car? Go grab them. I'm not into that. So, but this has been a lot of fun. This has been great. Just kind of getting into this and hearing your philosophy and your approach from a business standpoint has been really good. It's very refreshing, you know, because, you know, it's hard to talk tax strategy and not fall asleep. Okay. So I stay awake for the whole thing. Carlotta, you did a great job. Not that I was going to snooze, but it's just, it is exciting when you look at it for the results, right? I mean, obviously, like, we're not in the day-to-day, we're not into the nuts and bolts of it, but the excitement for me comes for the strategy, the outcome, you know, the results, fueling my exit strategy. And that's why I kind of geek out about it a little bit, so I really like it. So I totally appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to share with us today all this stuff and what you're doing. I just love I love your ethics. I love your work ethic, your value driven. It's just some of my favorite things. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. And I appreciate you. I've had fun with you as well. And thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the ETOP podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you liked what you've heard, please leave a great review for us. Your subscription and review helps us reach more people so we can show them how to escape the owner prison. Also, check out the links in the show notes about today's guests and more ways to connect with ETOP on social media. Stay strong and keep moving forward with your business.